I greet you all this morning in Jesus' precious name. Welcome everyone to our service again. Also want to welcome Brother William and Sister Eleanor into the fellowship. God bless you. We appreciate you. We love you. Look forward to working together closely with you. This morning, Brother Paul talked about David and his stones and Goliath, and it was interesting that I have in my opening part of the message has a lot to do with David and his rock. David spoke much about the rock in Psalms. You think he probably spoke more about the rock than anyone else in the Bible. And does anyone have any thought as to why David would have spoken much about the rock? Anyone have any thought? What did the rock mean to David?
Firm foundation.
Firm foundation.
Abner? Really, at that thought, I just visualized the picture of David being out there in the desert, and the hawks and all those things. There was hardly a safe place around unless he went back in the cleft of the rock. Mm-hmm. I believe he found out his Lord to be that same thing.
Amen. That's a little what I pictured in my mind, that David and his sheep out there in the hills, and maybe a storm comes up and there's no place to go, but maybe he has this certain place in this shelter of a rock where he went to find protection, for security, for his fortress and his defense against the elements of the world and the elements of life that are against him. I don't know. It's just my imagination of, and I believe in his writings, in the Psalms, in the different verses we have here, it's sort of, you can picture that David would be, he found his source and his life and his comfort and his strength through the rock. And he referred, of course, that to his God, which is his fortress and his deliverer. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer again before we go on. Almighty God, our Father in heaven, we come to you this morning. Thank you, Lord, for this day, for the privilege to be together, and I thank you for this word which you've given us today. And I pray that you would give us grace to receive a message from you that you have for us in the Word of God today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I think in opening I'm going to just start about talk about a few of the things that read a few of the verses in Psalms that where David wrote about the rock, and then we want to go on into the New Testament and talk about a few places there where the rock, which is referred to as our God and our salvation. You don't need to follow along with me. I'm just going to read a few verses. I have them written down here that I'm going to read off. And in Psalm 18, verse 2, the Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, my high tower. Psalm 18:31. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? Psalm 18:46. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the my God of my salvation be exalted. Psalm 27:5. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. Psalms 28:1. Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Psalm 31:2-3. Says, bow down thine ear to me, deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Psalm 40:2. Says, he brought me out. He brought me also up out of an horrible pit, and out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. Psalm 61:2 says, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to that rock that is higher than I. And in Psalm 62, says, truly, my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from God. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my life is in God. Trust in Him at all times, ye people. Pour out your hearts before Him. God is a refuge for us. Here we see a picture of David and his trust in God, that it was firm, it was secure. It was firm as a rock. He found strength in his God. He found refuge in his God. He found security in God, just as he did in a rock. He found a place to hide in time of trouble. It was a pavilion to him. It was his secret tabernacle where he shall hide. It is a place where I believe he went probably to worship God and to pray. His secret place of worship. His church on the mountain by the rock. And also he brought me out of the horrible pit and out of the miry clay and set me upon a rock and established his goings. Are you standing on a rock this morning? Have you been lifted up out of the miry clay? God wants to do that for every one of us. To lift us out of that miry clay of doubt and discouragement and defeat and set our feet upon something that is sure and secure, something that will stand the time of eternity. David had that experience, I believe, and he understood what it was to be secure in Christ. That's why he could go out there and kill Goliath, because he had an experience at the rock. He understood his relationship with God was secure. He knew that God was God, and he would not let him down. He knew that he belonged to God, and he knew that he was standing upon a rock, and he knew that he would not be let down. That's how he could have faith to go out there and walk up to that mountain, that giant that no one else had courage to do. It's because he was on a rock, Christ Jesus. He was in that security. He was in that position with God, that he knew he was God's and God was his. And you know, the battle is the Lord's. And that can be our experience today. as we'll face life situations, if we have our feet upon the rock, it doesn't matter what situation God takes us through. It doesn't matter what situation our life brings to us. God will carry us through. If we have our feet established upon the rock, if we know what it is to abide in the rock, to abide in that security of God, and have that firm foundation for our life. God wants to be a rock to every one of us today. He wants to be our security in every situation of life. We know that there are people become discouraged and defeated, and especially in the time we're living when the world is falling apart and seems like everything's coming to a climax, and people are fearful and people are distressed. But we who are standing on the rock, Jesus Christ, need not be that way. We can have that rest and security and peace that cannot be moved by world situations, by situations that of life. We can have that security and peace and satisfaction in every situation of life. Going into the New Testament, we have Matthew writes about the rock a couple of different places. Matthew chapter 16, we have in verse 18. Here he says, talks about, he says, I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The church that is built upon the rock Jesus Christ, that security that the church has, that is built upon the rock, there is nothing that can hinder the church from going forth. There's nothing can stop God from building His church. The church that is built upon the rock, that is upon the security of true of God. God is the strength of the church. God is the strength of God is the security of the church. He is the one who is going to keep the church. God will keep the church in regardless of the circumstances that we face. God will keep the church in every situation that is built upon the rock, Jesus Christ. And I believe that rock here that he's talking about is what Peter answered whenever Jesus asked him. He said unto them, Whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And I believe that true fact today, all those who truly believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. He's our only hope for salvation. He's the only hope for life. We are only those who are the ones who have that security and peace and satisfaction of building our lives upon the rock. And it's only that church that has Jesus Christ as its foundation and the Word of God as our building blocks, that is going to stand against the downfall of the last day, I believe. Also in Matthew 21, we have the story of said, so didn't you never read in the Scriptures, the stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore, say I unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. And then he says the great truth, whosoever shall fall in this rock shall be broken, but whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. Here we have that rock, Jesus Christ, I believe, is talking about here. Or he's talking, calls it a stone here. I believe it's talking about the same thing. That we come and cast ourselves down upon that stone and become broken before God. That God will save those who come to Him in this way. Who cast ourselves down upon that rock and surrender our lives to God and put our trust in Jesus Christ. Those shall be saved. But if those who do not do that, the rock will come down upon them and will crush them to powder, as it says. So this morning, we have that opportunity before us today to everyone here this morning to be cast down upon that rock. And that's something I believe every one of us, I find in my life, that I have to do that more than once. I have to do that again and again. Come back to that rock and just cast myself down upon it again. And brokenness and sincerity before God. I believe God will respect the brokenness of that broken heart that comes and casts ourselves down upon that stone and becomes broken. A broken and a contrite heart, God will not despise. But I believe that's the key to a victorious Christian life. The key to power with God is to cast ourselves down upon that rock and be broken before God. Another verse I wanted to read was in Matthew chapter 7, 24. No man can serve... No, I'm the wrong person. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto the foolish man that built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Today, what kind of a house do we want to have today? What do we want our life to be? One that is standing upon a rock that will establish we must be strong against the onslaught of the world and the storms of life. That there was this rock, the house that is upon the rock will stand. It will stand by the strength and the power of God. But the house that is built upon sand will fall. And what is it that the man that is upon the house built his house upon the rock? What did he do different than the other man? He did the things that Jesus taught. He was obedient to the Word of God. He says, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man. We can sit in church and we can hear the Word of God. We can hear the Word of God all our life. But if we don't do the things that we hear, it's not going to stand. It's not going to stand the test of time. But this morning, I challenge every one of us, are we living the life that we know we ought to live? Are we living the life that is according to God's Word and according to the Word of God? Are we living the way God wants us to live? Are we obeying the commands of God and walking in the light that God has given us? I believe that if we are willingly refusing the light, we willingly go against the things we know. I believe we are upon the sand instead of on the rock. And I believe our life will not stand. in those circumstances. But I'm glad this morning that there is a way of building our lives upon a rock that it will stand through all time and eternity. Jesus Christ is that rock, and we need not to fear. Thinking of brokenness, have a verse in Isaiah I wanted to read. Chapter 28, verse 16. Therefore, thus saith God, behold, I lay in Zion a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious stone, a sure foundation, and he that believeth shall not make haste. Now that's still on the foundation, the stone, the foundation stone that is laying in Zion that we can build our lives upon, we can build our church upon, we can build in truth, and nothing will take it. Now, nothing will take it away from us. But I like that. Wanted to emphasize more on that one in Matthew 21 about falling on the rock and being broken before God. Whosoever shall fall in this stone shall be broken, but in whomsoever it shall fall, it will break into powder. I believe God's purposes in our lives, in every circumstance that He brings us through, is to bring us to the end of ourselves, where we cast ourselves down upon Him. And we come to the end of ourselves and to the end of all of our resources, so that we have nothing else to stand on. That there's nothing else. That we have nothing to stand on but to throw ourselves down upon God and trust Him to carry us through. And I can say from my own experience that I have faced these situations time and again where I had again and again to just come to God and to throw my life down upon God and trusting God, knowing that I can't handle this situation. I can't handle this situation in my life. God wants us to come to that place where we get in situations where we can't do it. We can't handle it. We can't take it. All we can do anymore is to just cast ourselves down upon Him and just find rest and peace and security in Him. As long as we're going to fight the battle ourselves, we're going to try to fight our way through life and beat our way through our difficult situations, we only make our life more miserable and more painful. But when we come to the place, we learn that secret of casting ourselves down on Him, we find that peace and rest in the midst of every circumstance and situation of life. There is no situation that is too hard for God. There's no pain that is too great. There's no difficulty. There's no hard place that God can't take us through. If we learn what it is to throw ourselves down and become broken before Him and allow Him to lift us up and to make us what He wants us to be. God's purpose is to bring us to the end of ourselves and all our resources in order to discover His. Then He will set us free and meet all of our needs. That truth is so precious to me this morning. And I know that in my life, thinking over the last few years, seemed like there's been one thing after the other. And the precious thing I've found through all these situations is to simply rest in Jesus and cast it all upon God. And God has been faithful. He has been faithful in providing for every situation. I rejoice in that this morning. And this I want to offer to every one of us, regardless what situation in life we face, especially as we enter more and more into the last times when there will be troubles come upon the earth. There will be troubles and like we probably have never yet seen. But we have that security as we cast ourselves upon that rock that He's going to lift us up. He's going to carry us through. There's nothing that's going to disturb our peace with God as we put ourselves completely onto Him and rest in Him. Isaiah 57:15, "For thus saith the High and Lofty One that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is Holy. I dwell in a high and holy place with him that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones." I believe as we come in contrition and brokenness before God, God is there. He's there to revive us and to pick us up and to carry us through. He's going to make of us what He wants us to be. And He will do far greater than we can ever imagine and think of ourselves. Psalm 51:17, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, Thou wilt not despise." This is the challenge to you this morning, every one of us, that we learn what it is to let go of fighting our battles and lay our battles on the altar and surrender our lives over to God and find rest in what God is doing. Yesterday when I was in my study, I was going through some file somewhere and I pulled out this card that's dated June of 2000. And I remembered my experience I had that day. I was on a Saturday afternoon. I remember I went up on Blue Knob Park by myself. There was nobody around much that day. And I went down on one of those paths way back in the Blue Knob Park by myself with my Bible and my God. And I walked back and forth on that path that day talking to God. And He talked to me. And as God revealed things to me, I would take this paper and write things down that He revealed to me that day. And I'm going to share some of the things that I heard here. And I want this to continually be the theme of my life and the life of every one of us here this morning. I wrote here, I said, "God, I want to be nothing less than all that You want me to be. Do whatever it takes to get me there. I am absolutely at Your disposal. Do whatever it takes to get me there. Usually in the way that You see that You can help, You can, the way that You can use me. I have absolutely no preferences. I have absolutely no reserves. I'm not my own. I've been bought with a price. I am convinced that the hand of God can do what needs to be done. I will love truth and peace all the days of my life." Zechariah 8:19. That verse that stood out to me there that day. All I care about, the God is with me, and I'm doing what you want me to do. I give you my heart. And this morning, that's my challenge to every one of us. We come to God in that way, with no reserves and no preferences, and surrender our lives completely to Him. And I believe that if every one of us in this church would surrender our lives in that way, that I believe God could move among us. And I'm not saying I've always maintained that spirit in my heart, but that's what God revealed to me there that day, and it's something that I want to keep before me at all times. And it's something I challenge every one of you today to surrender every aspect of your life to God. Rest in Him. Don't worry about your future. Don't worry about what might happen and what might not happen. Just find complete rest and satisfaction in being all that He wants you to be. Also have a list of the promises of God that we can rest in as we stand upon that rock, as we have our lives established on that rock, and we build our lives according to the Word of God, with our faith in Jesus Christ. John 1:12, I am God's child. I am Christ's friend. I have been justified. 1 Corinthians 6:17. I am a member of Christ's body. 1 Corinthians 12:27. I am a saint. Ephesians 1:1. I am adopted into God's family. Ephesians 1:5. I have direct access to God. Ephesians 2:18. I've been redeemed. I've been forgiven. Colossians 1:14. I am complete in Christ. Colossians 2:10. I am free from condemnation. Colossians 8:1-2. I know all things work for the good. Romans 8:28. I am hidden with Christ. Colossians 3:3. I am anointed and sealed. 2 Corinthians 1:21. I can find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 4:16. I can't be touched by the evil one. 1 John 5:18. I am God's temple. 1 Corinthians 3:16. I am a citizen of heaven. Philippians 3:20. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. So this morning my challenge to every one of us is to let that rock be precious, that it might be precious to us, and that we would have that faith and that security, and that established life that will continue on every day, all the days of our life, walking in Jesus, keeping our eyes on Him, walking by faith, walking in the light that God gives us. And I believe that gives us that security of the rock, Jesus Christ, that our lives can stand, our lives can endure, our faith can endure unto the end. And that's my burden, my cry, my plea of every one of us this morning, that we can all stand, that our lives will be secure all the way unto the end. So I trust that God will speak to our hearts and encourage us. We might keep established in the truth and in the work of God. God bless you, Brother Amir. You want to close?